This goes to Jennifer Barnhart. It's B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T. N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Diana Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. Date of birth 9/20/1948. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Myers with hypertension and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was October 3rd of 2022. She did have a very bad urinary tract infection since her last visit, and that was treated successfully with antibiotic therapy. She's been feeling well. She does have bilateral resting hand tremors, and she is aware of the problem, and she feels like it's fairly well controlled at this time. No other concerns. She denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood currently, no dysuria. She does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She does have Lasix 20 milligram that she rarely needs to use for swelling of her lower extremities. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin and also on Synthroid, baby aspirin daily, Crestor, and Bisoprolol 5 milligram once a day. Physical exam weight is 170 pounds, blood pressure 122 over 80, pulse 63, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 1st of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.9, estimated GFR is greater than 60, sodium 141, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 31, her hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Her last calcium level was done 9/29 of 22, and that was 9.2. And albumin was 3.9. Assessment and plan. Hypertension, currently well controlled. And two, bilaterally small kidneys with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.